Rob Nissan, Tovshin Ayin Beis, Rav Avraham Adler, the Kashrus and Medicines on Pesach.
I'm grateful for having this opportunity to give an overview and the halakhic background to some of the problems that arise or potentially could arise with meditation in Pesach. Maybe by way of introduction, we read in last week's parsha, we see Vayikra El Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when it was written with a small aleph, showing the amoebas of Moshe Rabbeinu that he made out as if he was a novi here, was not only chanced upon like other Nevi'im. And I saw, one of the Mepharshim asked, surely it's a higher madriga to be somebody who's always available for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Pshat is not like that. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayikra, the Maisa, he always, however many times he met the Rabbeinu Shleilam, he was always well prepared for it. And anything that has a tachlis, one has to prepare for. And maybe this is one of the chalokim in our preparation when we come towards Pesach. Pesach itself is only 8 days, yet I think it's the answer which has got the greatest amount of preparation, whether it's physical preparation or ruchniyistic preparation for it. And that's because you can only take out of the Pesach the lessons and the hashbos of Pesach if you come properly prepared for it. And one of the ways of preparing for it is, from a halachic point of view, to understand some of the hilchos of Pesach. So I want to, hopefully in two parts, discuss the problems with medication on Pesach. Today I'll give an overview of the different type of problems that arise and the halachic background to it, and then maybe next time we'll go into more detail to see how it works out with the time. To start with an overview of where the problems arise on with medication on Pesach, one has to understand that there are different types of medication that we are involved with. Perhaps the most common type of medication that people think of when they think of tablets and medicines is tablets or capsules. Then there's the quote which have their problems. Then there's chewable tablets and lozenges, which possibly have even more problems. There's liquid medication, which also are high on the list of potential problems for paper. And apart from that, we would have to discuss, wouldn't be complete without discussing the question of inhalers, creams and ointments and cosmetics. I'll start for today with the halachic background to the tablets and capsules. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, or the Ramah rather, in Siman Tov Nun Gimel, makes it very clear, Gabi, the shaila of whether of kidneys, we have to understand that a tablet, as we see it, is made of active ingredients. For example, let's take a paracetamol tablet, a painkiller, or an antibiotic. Simple examples. It's made of active ingredients, which themselves are usually bitter and pungent. And then there are binders. There are other ingredients that go into it to hold these active ingredients together to give the tablet the mamoshes. And starch, one will often see on the ingredients of tablets, we see starch. And starch is often used as a binder. Though, if you look at the leaflets, you'll usually see very often it's maize starch, most often it's maize starch, but one does occasionally find wheat starch. So, to begin with, we have to obviously be aware of the Ramah. The Ramah says, even if we're talking about maize, as everybody knows, is kidney, it would be a kidney, it's corn. Wheat could be, wheat starch in itself is probably chometz, the way the wheat starch has been processed. If it's actual wheat starch, that means the wheat has come into contact with water in order to extract the starch, so wheat starch will be chometz. If we are concerned with kidneys, we can see clearly the halacha is the haminik ba'ashkenaz la'achmir with the kidneys in the shamanis. But Mr. Brewer brings out quite clearly the mokum chayri, there would not be no problem with kidneys. So the main point that we would have to consider really is the halachic aspects of tablets which contain wheat starch, and possibly some people are concerned even about kidneys, where you're not taking the tablets necessarily is not necessary to take it. Doesn't have to care at all about kidneys and tablets at all. To what extent are these binders a problem? Now, the background is what's very, very often quoted, and this is what I want to explain today. Very often it's quoted is the Chazanish, and the Chazanish is quoted, but it's also often misquoted or generalized, that people sometimes quote in the name of the Chazanish that all medication, which you're taking for a fur is mutter on Pesach if you're taking for a fur. We have to analyze what the Chazanish actually said and to understand it in the background of the halacha. So if we look first of all at the Mechaber, there's two Ethan in the Mechaber that are Nager. There's a Tof Mem Beis, Sif Beis, and Tof Mem Beis Sif Dalad, which show, if we understand Pshat in these two Ethan and Shulchan Aruch, then we can look at the Lashon of the Chazanish and we can understand clearly what the Chazanish was saying and what the Heker that the Chazanish gave was. The first one, Sif Beis, well known Halacha hapas atmo she'ipsha nifl me'elech kelev, bread which has become so rotten that it's nifl me'achil of kelev umelum me'shnismach, or dressing, anything like that which has become nisrach, ein achayev levay. There's no chiyev of beer on it. One doesn't have to destroy it, and it's quite clear that as Mr. Brewer brings down, which is really obvious, this thing of Pach Atma to Ipsha, the Nisam Lechel HaKelev, obviously only applies that this became into that stage before the Zman HaBir, before the Zman HaIsa. Things that become problem on Pesach, this will not apply to. But before Pesach, it has become, before the Zman HaIsa, it has become problem that to the extent that a dog will not eat it, there's no Chayil of beer. It says, the Mishnah Berurah on the Melech Umekelev, the Oz Eina Chayev Bebir, the Havei Ka'afra Ba'alma, it became like La'afra Ba'alma. Avo, in Loinis Ma'achil of Kelev, and this is the very point that people get very confused about, if it's not so bad that a dog wouldn't eat it, Af Shela Odom Niskalkel, the Eina Roy, but it's bad enough that a person couldn't normally eat it, means Nisman Achilas Kelev, but it's not Nisman Achilas Chodom. Mikol Mokam Adayim Chayim Levayek Chomitz Gomer. You've got to destroy it like Chomitz Gomer. Mimnei Shiroi Lachamea Dvot Yisus Achayas. Because we've got a special din in Chimot, in Chomitz, that even if the food itself is not Roi Lachila, which in normal circumstances, and normally during the year, foods which are totally not Roi Lachila, which are Eina Roi Nevelish, Eina Roi Lager, even if it's not Nisman Achilas Kelev, maybe Mutterbach, but certainly on Pesach, we see clearly it's got to be Nisul Me'achil of Kelev because of this particular requirement that it's Ein Roy Lachamea, it's Roy, still Roy Lachamea, okay, so we take on that when something is still Roy Lachil of Kelev, even though it's Nisul Me'achil of Odom, it could still be Roy to cause other things to become from it. And therefore you'll have a chiyuv of beer. That's the first sif that's nager. And the second sif that is very nager for the Chazanish is the sif dalad, where the Mechaber says, Dovash in this arid by chomet, you've got some food where chomet has been mixed in, the ain't a machel odom flour, it's not a machel odom, osh ain't a machel kol odom, or it's not fit for most people, or many people wouldn't eat it, tigoin, and it brings the case of the triako. Kriyaka is mentioned a few times in the Hilchos Pesach, but it's some sort of mixture with bread made up which has become moldy and it's a food which is eaten, but it's not the sort of thing that people would normally eat, a bread that's become sour and moldy, but still to a certain extent edible. And choylim says Eina Machal Chalodim says the Yisroel says Elul Choylim Atop Yishmutal Kaimai, such material, such food, Atop Yishmutal Kaimai. Also, the ochloi ad achar Pesach. You're not allowed to eat it. You can keep it if it's this merchil of Odom, but you're not allowed to eat it until after Pesach. The after pishein, okay, and then we say that kol shu. That's a question, a different question. Like Abi Tittle on Pesach, which I don't want to go into in a moment. But as far as this is concerned, it's quite clear, it says the Mechaber, that something which is not Machal Olam, like this triyaka, it's Mutzah L'Kaimah, Abel Ochel, Abel Mutzah L'Kaimah, Abel Ochel, Ochel. Says the Mr. Brewer, which is actually the sister, what's the reason why inedible chomet is still also the ochle on Pesach? So says which the Rosh, which Mr. Brewer quotes, is that midachle achshavei, the fact that even though normally a person wouldn't eat such things, but the fact that somebody he shows that he's attached to the Hashiva's career, and therefore it's also to do so on paper. The Avsha Eina Roy Achila, the Kolmok and Kim Tuhu Ochloi, since he eats this Achira, he's been Machira. Now, the question is, now, with the tablets that we're talking about, let's say we're talking about a tablet that's got wheat starch in it, which is common to the wheat starch. Is there going to be a problem? And it could be that this chometz now, once it's mixed into the tablet, is actually nisul izmi achilas kelev. It's true. It could be nisul izmi achilas kelev. But it appears, and we'll see from the chometz, it appears to be that even something which is nisul izmi achilas kelev, which a person would take upon himself to eat because he fancies eating it for some particular reason, under normal circumstances, there'll be a din of achshavei, and he wouldn't be allowed, and it would be offer midrabonon to eat it on Pesach. So it says the Chazanish, with the background of these two machabas, we can understand more clearly what the Chazanish is saying. It says, talking about tabloids before, it says in Kuftet Zayin, Tifches, in Erechaim, in the Chazanish, it says, the imhei muravim, bidvorim she'enon ru'uyim achilas odom. If you've got tablets which are mixed together with things, so that means refuah, which are mixed with, flour, starch, mixed with things that's not real achilas adam, ein bohem mishum chometz, kedin nisna achilas adam. Such tablets have not got din of chometz, kedin nisna achilas adam, kiven di e efsha lahafrid atemach, says the Chazanish. It's not possible, once the tablet is made into a tablet, to separate the wheat starch out again. The gam einoi roe lachamei aboi. You seem to come to make a few different points. First is yes, lafre dakemach. That's the first thing. Then he says that he seems to make an assumption. The gam ein roi lachamei aboi. Even it's only nifsel meachilas odom. Somehow, because it's been mixed in to these other ingredients, and it's been mixed in with all these other ingredients, it's ein roi lachamei aboi isus acheres umuta leboilom bepesach lerefuah. And the Ephesus of Chazanish is muta to swallow such things in pesach lerefuah. But after my the mashma acharonim, and even though it's mashma from the acharonim as well, that the whole echol chila also afilu chometz nisam achilas kelev, that normally it's also because of achshavei he's referring to, that it's also to eat things which are nisam achilas kelev, ali dey taru v'shavvor and mutter, the lo shaykh kan achshavei, says the Chazanish, the da'afei ala samim. So the Chazanish really makes three different points, and that's the point about the Chazanish that people often don't really realize. Chazanish is making three different points here. He's saying three things. He's saying, first of all, yes, lahafid as a isra. Secondly, he's saying that ein roi lachamei aboi. And thirdly, he's saying that it's not shayach achshavei. That achshavei is not shayach by refuah because that's
alafan. What was the second point?
The second point is that ein roi lachamei aboi is isakayat, that it's not, that it's not roy to make anything when it's been mixed into with the somehow the fact that it's been mixed in with an ingredient with a bad tasting ingredient, even though normally something which is nisra me'achilas odom, we are chayshes that it's still roy l'achilas. Commonly, it's nisra me'achilas odom, we are chayshes that it's still roy l'chamei adoyis v'chayos. But he seems to say quite clearly that in such a situation, because it's been mixed in with problematic things, and it's this starch will not anymore be roi l'chamei aboi isus acheres. So he's saying three different points. First point is that yesh l'afrid, which means you can take the thing as a unit. The second point is not roi l'chamei, and the third point is it's not shayach achshavei because da'afei alaf samim. The Chazanish is We see clearly from the Chazanish another very interesting point. It would have come out from the Chazanish that Lu Yitzuya, the actual active ingredient, would be chametz. We're talking here about the case which is Taka in Roiv cases is the situation that the active ingredient is not chametz in itself. The antibiotic, paracetamol, whatever it is, there's no chametz in that. The only thing that is the possibility of chametz are the binding agents that are mixed intrinsically in with it, and it's not possible to imagine them. So therefore, he says that you don't, the din of Ashvei, where you, the halacha applies that it's also a midrabonon to eat chametz to ein roi on Pesach. It's talking about where the actual thing you're interested in eating. So you're not interested in the chametz per se, not because you're not interested because of the refuah, because your doubt is on the actual tamim in that medicine and not on that. It would come out that possibly, according to Chazanish, if the active ingredient itself would be chametz, then maybe this din wouldn't apply, because the actually part of it is still much of it. There's one other question that of things that where the active ingredient is chametz. The main example of that. Is the main example. It's difficult to find things which are none of them are vadai chametz that we give, but vitamins, for example, it could be vitamin C, is a possibility. And that's something we'll hopefully discuss further, possibly in the next year, when we talk about more about the liquids and the good tasting medicines. Vitamin C is derived often from glucose, and glucose itself has come from chametz. So vitamin C, for example, in itself could theoretically be from chametz. You could have vitamin C tablets, you would have them rather than that. And vitamin C is probably it's quite sour, but it's probably not royal. It's Nisra Me'achilat Odom, certainly. So Apil Chaznish, if you would have a vitamin C that would be chametz, it would be it wouldn't be mutter to use it. However, it's important to be aware that there are other possibilities who go further and say, not focusing on the two things like the Chazanish, the Royal Achamea and the Ashrei, but purely focusing on Ashrei, and it's the Befeish Reb Moshe says it's Befeish and Shuvah, and the Maiseh the Makor is really from a Shuvah Chav Sefer, that even something which is in itself the actual active ingredient is chametz, but it's bad tasting. It's nisul me'achilas even me'achilas odom. It's clear that it's mutter to use it again because of Ashrei. Taking Ashrei one stage further, not pshat that the data latsamim like the chametz says, but merely the fact that you are taking it for refuah, you're not being mashivit as a food. You're being and if you're not really being mashivit at all. You just have to take, because that's the thing that helps you in your particular case, and therefore it would be permitted according to Rav Moshe. It's clearly true that somebody had had an operation and required a particular medication, which was chametz, which was a double problem. Then there would be it would be mutter because of Asher. And it's actually on a practical basis, on a practical level. I usually write, and have done for many years, that people say that people shouldn't use vitamin preparations on Pesach unless they are particularly need them and particularly dependent, which I tell people generally to contact me. The reason for that being is that it's difficult with the vitamins to be mazare klor, that there's no chametz, that they don't come from any makor of chametz. But, on the other hand, since most vitamins are taken in an inedible manner, and most vitamins are actually quite a problem once they've been produced and formed into vitamins, it used to be a problem with vitamin B as well. Now I think the problems are less, but vitamin B was often, by yeast fermentation, and yeast used to be a possibility of being chametz in itself, so therefore there was also a problem, but it's also totally a problem. Vitamin E can be derived from wheat germ, so all these vitamins could be a potential problem, and therefore obviously somebody who just takes them for which in many cases are just for a little bit of extra kosher, or whatever it is, can probably manage it out. But that's the reason why, if somebody is desperate for them, like many people seem to be, and for different reasons, and people are going to feel very, very weak and very ill without them, then the Tzav and the Ramosha would be right to be saying it on in such situations. And especially in the thing that it's safe, it's not for sure that it comes from Comet, and they're not being much of it for, as an oichel. Obviously, if they take it in an edible form and they are much of it as an oichel and it tastes good, then we'd have other problems.
Is it available with liquid as well?
Yeah, many, there are many liquid vitamins, and they're chewable vitamins, and one would obviously the advice. From a practical, if we go on to the practical side for a moment, the practical advice with vitamins is somebody really does feel that they mamish need it, and either there are people certainly who are not well, suffering from long-term debilitating illnesses, and often people expecting mothers expecting children, or mothers feeding children, who are very shocked, and then obviously have to ask the Shaila, but there could be heteromont on those lines. One other point that we've mentioned many times in our discussions with Moshe Tovid, there's a kasha on what I've said from the Mechaber that we just read. It says, and the Brewer mentioned it says Eina Machal Kol Adam Ela Machal L'Choylim. This trika seems to be a Machal L'Choylim, and it says Afal Mitzvah Mutal L'Kaimai Osa L'Ochal Achat HaSekim. On this we say actually, now if we really, if this trika is a Machal L'Choylim, if we translate Machal L'Choylim as being a medicine, yes, so therefore according to the way we've understood the remotion of Tzav Sofer, we've just said that there's no din of achshavei by things which are machal for cholim. So if treke is a machal for cholim, then this would lechayra seem to be keneged the remoisha and keneged the kafroisa, the machal for cholim. We've had various suggested answers. I wanted to suggest that the treke it says ve'ena machal odom klal osha ena machal kol odom kazen a treke with the machal for cholim. So defined as a machal. That means it is a food, and the way they describe the way it's made of bread, it's not actually what we would term as a medicine, as a tablet. It's not like totally inedible tablet that we're talking about, like a totally inedible vitamin tablet. It's some sort of food that cholim ate, which doesn't have a particularly good taste, and it's the bread has gone moldy in it, or whatever's happened to it. But it is different from there. It is the person when he eats it, he is eating it as a food. It's a food which a chayla eats, but it's not a food that the chayla is eating to make him necessarily as a refuah. It happens to suit the stomach of a chayla that he should eat that food. That was the teretz I wanted to give to be miyashev the to understand. You can still understand that what they mean is they're talking about mamash, something which is really totally not roy at all. Lachil, it's not a food. It's marketed and it's sold. It's a medicine. It's a medicine which is not roy lachil. That was the way I have understood it. Open to other suggestions to learn shatim. So this is the overview, the halachic background as far as tablets are concerned. I mentioned at the beginning about kidneys. Even somebody who would be worried about not wanting to have kidneys in his medication. What we've said would apply in any case if the mesa, which is Tamar Roiv tablets contains mesa. And I get lots of phone calls from people saying, how come it's on your list as P and it's got mesa in it? Mesa is 100% not common, it's kidneys, and there's no shaila. Anybody who's got any reason to take any sort of medication which has got mesa in it would be allowed to take it. First of all, if it's any sort of gedel choyle at all, the kidneys, minig of kidneys wouldn't apply. And without that, the fact that he's not being much of it at all, all those aspects would still apply. The point which we'll be able to go into more detail next time, and this is where things become much, much more difficult, is when we come on to the edible products. I've just mention very briefly now and then go into more detail next time, just that there should be no misunderstandings. We've proved quite clearly that that oft-quoted that which is often quoted the Shema Chazish, anything for a fuah is mutter, yeah, is not true. That is incorrect. It's only inedible or tablets and things which are, or it doesn't have to be a tablet, a bitter liquid would also be the same thing, obviously, but if anything bitter, which is bad tasting, that's where the Chazon Ish
took it. So far, according to what you said, so far, when would there be an example of real tablets, not written as tablets, where there would be a problem? Sometimes you put them in the book.
So, Liesa Se'eis, yeah, the few tablets that I do put down, the truth of the matter is that the few tablets I do put down as not being brought to paper, well, those where the Pharisees do use these starch, and they are things where people then contact me about them, there are usually alternatives to them. There are cases, one or two things where because I put things down the Matthias, that means I do put out, and the things which have got wheat starch in there, I put down as kale, they're from, is usually things which have got wheat starch in them, but, and I could suggest alternatives that you wouldn't have to be saying this on the Chazon Ish. Those things where I know that it's life-saving things, I don't want people to have any, there are a few things which I don't want people to have to show them not to take medication that might be cause potential problems. There are a few things which are not actually used, have got certain ingredients in them which might be a chashash being derived from commerce. If they're mixed into tablet, there are a few things where I put them down as being okay for the tea by them. So the simple reason is that it's too risky, and the chashash is so small and too risky for anybody not to contact me and to take the ingredients. The only things that are put down with K's are things where if there are possible alternatives, I can suggest an alternative to the person. Or it might be a tablet that actually has got, there are a few things that has got a good taste. Certain things, either a chewable tablet or certain tablets where I'm besotted whether they're a problem or not. Yeah. So they have also and they've got ingredients in them that I'm worried about. And I've also put them down.
There are a few that you put down which are problems. Shouldn't.
There are one or two.
Why? If it's a
Chazon Ish, everybody should be okay. I suppose they could. You're right. But there might be people who are concerned, even. And there are people who want to be concerned, and if it's not a matter of a life saving medication, and just don't want to have anything, any connection, don't want to rely on any heterium at all, for basically anybody who. But they're not down for things which are. Not down on things which could cause any life-saving problems, any problems like for that particular reason, in order to make sure that no mitzvah lechumah that people aren't marking. But the general rule is definitely, and that is a very important message to get across, that if something that a person is taking is on the list as not being alright to Pesach, then and put that only as K not as P, it's very very important. And something if people really feel that's important and common sense will say that, then by all means they should contact me and we can discuss it further and discuss the side further, because very often there will be other ways around it and can find pertaining to it. Later we will continue with the next time where we'll go into the liquids and any potential heterium that there are there and possibly discuss the cosmetics and inedible things as well. So.
Special the trick. Special the trick. The tango.